Hi, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
This is Too Niche. I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Lara.
This is the show where we like to take a topic that inspires us, deep dive all the way into it by way of a haul. We like to keep it seasonal. We like to keep it topical. Thus, today's topic.
It may not feel like it outside, but it is, in fact, pumpkin spice latte season, and that means that whether you agree or not, it's fall.
Allegedly.
And something that goes hand in hand with fall is the word chuggy. So today, we're doing a chuggy haul.
Hit it. Before we get into chuggy, there's just a few things that deserve a mini haul of attention.
Okay, I have a hot tip for everyone that I discovered this past week. I was given a PDF, and it was like a PDF form of a book, and I wanted to read it, but I also didn't want to read it, and I much more wanted someone to read it to me. So then I have a friend who was like, oh, you should try the apps, like there's apps that will just like you upload a PDF or you can upload a script and then a reader will read it to you. And for that kind of thing, like a non, because I don't like listening to like audiobooks, but I do like listening to nonfiction or like scientific kinds of books, history, etc. So I was like, okay, I need to find an app. And then I looked into it. And the first one that came up when I searched was this app called Speechify. So I downloaded it and was like, I'll do the free trial. Come to find out that the queen herself, Gwyneth Paltrow, has like licensed her vocal stylings to this app. So you can have AI Gwyneth Paltrow read you anything.
I'm floored.
I know. It sounds kind of weird because it's like robot AI. Gwyneth. Yeah. But it's also, I just love her voice so much.
It's like a hug.
And it is like a hug. And like, it just is like, I can't wait to have her read me some horrific things.
Who are the other options?
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's like their big sell point. They lead with Snoop. And I was like, while I love him and send him nothing but love and light, like that's just not my preferred reading. I would find that distracting, which I'm sure many people would find with Gwyneth, but Gwyneth is like right up my alley.
That's top tier request. I'd love Kris Jenner.
She could start her own app that's just
she'd be
Chrisify.
Like, you can pick any girl you want, any of the girls to read to you.
They honestly could make a ton of money doing that. Like a quick cash grab.
It's smart.
It's smart. Keep it all in the family.
Wow. Okay. I will be downloading this. What's the name of it?
Speechify.
Okay.
They got me so good. Like I just signed up for like a year subscription. Like I let the 3-day thing lapse and I was like, it's going off. Speechify time. It's Gwyneth time.
GT.
Yeah. So now I'm like, okay, what other nonfiction
can Gwyneth read to you?
Can I have her read?
I would love, here, this is a deep cut. I would love to have Gwyneth read me Marianne Williamson's Return to Love.
That's a really good one. I know I want her to read me Law of Attraction. Can you turn any audiobook like on like Amazon or Audible into a PDF? Probably not.
No, you'd have to procure the PDF.
Yeah.
The manuscripts. Wow. Okay. So we just need to take a minute to discuss. This came in as a request, I believe, on the Sup Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you sent this to me, I was like, I have so many thoughts.
Yeah.
So we must discuss Shannon Storms Bedore's latest business venture as revealed on last week's The Real Housewives of Orange County. She is collabing with the great Dr. Moon on an at-home colonic system called the Citalonic.
It's about time that she and Dr. Moon collabed on something.
I like that they're collabing. I am shaken by this avenue of a Housewives venture.
You're shaken, but to me, this makes a lot of sense because Shannon is known for getting colonics and having colonic issues.
It makes a lot of sense, but I just think of all the places one could go with their Housewives notoriety and different, you know, businesses one can start. We've really seen top to bottom and everything in between what one could do. An at-home colonic. Like, do you think that that's going? I'm watching this space. I can't wait to see where it goes.
I'm looking at like enema kits on Amazon right now, and I'm not seeing anything.
There's white space. There is white space in the market.
There is, but like, I'm so curious as to like what the setup is because these look like there's like a lot of tools, and I don't think, having been through a colonic that I believe was an open colonic, which I will never get again.
An open colonic? What does that
There's
mean?
Two types of colonics. Okay. I learned this the hard way. There's the open type where you sit on like kind of like a big plastic like saddle type of thing, like leaned back with your legs up, and you like self-insert the water spout, and then you're just taking in water, and
the
then
hydrotherapy one.
Yeah, you're yeah. like shitting it out onto yourself, essentially. Like,
did
you're
somebody
into
administer this to you?
No, it was you, they were like, go for. They were like, lube it up and get to work. And I was like, I thought that you were gonna like softly insert this for me and then like massage my stomach
that's
and point
the kind
out
I've
things.
Had.
Yeah, I thought that that's what I was getting.
And they put a mirror at the tube and you can see everything that's going out.
Yeah, no, I just sat on a machine like I had been abducted by aliens and then shit and pissed myself for like an hour. Damn. And was like, I've never been more humiliated in my life, and like was truly shaken to my very core.
I'm so sorry you had
it's
to
okay.
experience
just
it that way.
I didn't know.
Wow.
So having gone through that, the thought of doing that at home in my safe space is like not desirable to me.
I just think when you have a global platform and you're like, okay, at home colonics, let's do it, Dr. Moon.
I just have to know the setup and what's different.
I can't wait. I cannot wait
like,
to see it happen.
Didn't she say, wouldn't it be amazing if you could just sit at home and like be on your computer, like be on, like do work while you get a colonic or write an email? And I was like, no, there were no emails to be written in the kind that I had. It was a violent experience.
To me, it's right up there with Robin Dixon's baseball caps of just like a true, huh?
Mm-hmm. Did she just make baseball caps?
Yep, different patterns, different baseball caps.
Love that.
One for every occasion.
I'm excited. Watch this space, honestly.
It just needed some time in the Toonish sun because I love it. And great segue because I think the most Toogie of all the Housewives franchises are OC.
Definitely. But I would say that the Real Housewives period and kind of the entire Bravo verse and Bravo fandom is very choogie.
Hugely.
This is not only like a takedown of chooginess and I guess giving each choogie thing a niche or sheesh rating, but it's also we're personally attacking and taking ourselves down.
Oh, absolutely. So just for those who may be going, what is choogie? So choogie, I think, came around on TikTok probably in like 2021, I would say. And it basically describes anything that's like once was a trend that is now outdated / millennial leaning. Wouldn't you say that's a bit of a descriptor?
Definitely.
Okay. So it's like a trend or aesthetic too that might have been popular in like the 2010s.
It's kind of like one step beyond basic into just like choog.
Yeah. But I think, you know, there was a huge conversation around it in 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's up to us to come in with our list of where Chuggy lands now because it's updated.
And things can be Chuggy, but then, as we're going to find out, can like unchugify themselves.
Yeah, it's cyclical.
But I'm starting to also think that just even the concept of Chuggy is misogynistic, because I think just being a woman is Chuggy.
So Chuggy.
Like, yes. I'm trying to think of like Chuggy men, and I think there are some, but I think mostly it's like just flat out, if you're a woman or identify as a woman, or if you're Chuggy.
Yeah, or if there's something that's like female leaning that people like, it's Chuggy. So there's layers to this, but it's okay.
Being a woman, niche.
Exactly. Also, I just want to say, so I put together a list. I actually got my friends Ryan and Emily on my group chat to help me form my list. Laura and I put together a list, and then many of you two niche listeners who follow us on Instagram also weighed in and provided some amazing input. So this has really been a group effort. So just thank yous. Saying thank you is Chuggy.
Mm-hmm.
Saying thank you at
being
the top.
Being grateful is really Chuggy.
Oh, man. Okay. Should we just start?
Yeah, we'll just go down the list because there's so much.
Okay, there's so many. There's, turns out, lots of things are Chuggy. Okay, I'm going to start strong with Magnolia Network.
What even is Magnolia Network?
It's the Chip and Joanna Gaines offshoot. It's their own network that they, when they broke off from HGTV, they got their own network on Discovery Plus.
I would even broaden it to say all HGTV and home renovation is Chuggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Open floor plans, Chuggy.
I don't know about that. Is it kind of like Scandinavian, maybe?
I was thinking more of like an HGTV style open floor plan, when they just gut the whole house and take away like any and all
walls.
Charm.
Yeah.
And then
gray floors.
Oh, I have that in my rental.
It's a hard life with a gray floor. Who did that?
A gray floor wood laminate is tough.
Who is the person that was like, you know what we really need to do is put in some, the floor should be gray.
And
everywhere.
That gray should lean yellow.
It's such a bizarre choice. I actually don't even think it's Chuggy. I think it's like masculine. I think it's like a masculine person tried to do something that they thought would mm-hmm. be like feminine and desirable and just missed the mark entirely.
While we're on home decor, barn doors inside.
Like on the rollers?
Yeah.
That's hard. Farmhouse decor, period. It's hard because in Italy, a lot of the places that I stayed had like, it. There were obviously like old farmsteads, but then they would have like the really ancient, like weathered furniture. And I am attracted to like big ancient wooden furniture, but that can so quickly, it's such a slippery slope.
There's a difference between authentic weathered farmhouse patina
that weighs like
beautiful
2 tons,
and then like Anthropology home.
I know, or like Melrose flea market antique Ooh. furniture, which I did have like a turquoise desk from the Melrose flea
I had a turquoise picnic table.
Turquoise is Chuggy.
Mm-hmm. I used to have a turquoise kitchen back in the day.
Very Caroline Calloway of
you. And my place on Willoughby.
Yeah, I feel like there's also maybe a chance to make a new word for like a specific kind of ugly interior design or like home decor that's not necessarily Chuggy, but it's like the gray floors, the like farmhouse on the roller, like black rollers.
It's HGTV aesthetic.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
To the homes, and I watch, but
they roller everything. Yeah. They're like, you know what this needs? A door, a bathroom door that doesn't close all the way.
You know what this needs? A porch awning that rolls in and out.
I don't understand that vibe.
It's upsetting.
It's never spoken to me.
On the Magnolia Network tip, offshoot Joanna Gaines for Target collection / Studio McGee Target collection.
/ Target in general is a Chug factory.
Yeah, but if it's Chug factory, I don't want to be right because I love just a power walk through Target.
You're a Target lover.
I don't even need to buy anything. I just like to see what's there.
I don't go in Target often, really, like rarely, maybe once a year I make it into a Target just because it's like I'm so close to a CVS, which I would say CVS falls into whatever the, like, it's not Chuggy, it's gray floor vibes.
Yeah, we need to think of a name.
Is it
for
like
that?
Noogie?
No,
because there's like Higgy, which is like the Scandinavian coziness, which is not Chuggy, but can be.
But
Chuggy.
It's not pronounced Higgy, Higgy. Though. It's pronounced like a silent G.
It's Hug. Yeah, Target's Chug.
But it's a joyful Chug.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine. It similarly, Gilmore Girls, Chuggy, but I love it.
Friends.
Yeah.
Chuggy.
Chuggy.
Ross and Rachel. The Chuggiest couple of all. The king and the queen of Chug. Yankee Candles you have on this list.
A classic.
But I also would say Boysmells. The Yankee of hipster.
I had the worst Boysmells experience of my entire existence. And I made the mistake. I got 3 candles. They were having a sale. I was desperate. All of them had a leaning scent of baby powder in a way that I got rid of them halfway through the burn. I've never done that.
I have some that I need to list.
It's upsetting.
It's hard. I don't want it to be the truth, but it sadly is the
great
truth.
Great price point, cute font.
I just don't think that any company, it's like a Denny's menu, like, or it's like a Cheesecake Factory menu where if it becomes too extensive, you can't trust that anything's good. Yeah. It's better to be very discerning in your numbers than like have everything.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know about this website, but upon my research, it's definitely Chuggy. Stony Clover.
I've never heard of this. What is it? Little packing cubes and
Stony Clover Lane. Anything with Lane in it is Chuggy.
Yeah, Lanes are Chuggy.
Looks like a little makeup bag that says Glam.
You can get it monogrammed and personalized. This is reminding me of Vera Bradley, another very Chuggy brand.
Chuggy brand that I bought into.
Oh, still have a Vera Bradley. Can't let it go.
I used to have that exact Vera Bradley that you have.
Mm-hmm. Great minds. Great minds, Bradley alike.
Held a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Soft.
Great overnight bag.
Not mad at it.
This is like an updated Vera Bradley, but like microplastics.
Mm-hmm. Okay, big one for me. Huge. Girl boss culture.
Girl bosses are Chuggy.
So Chuggy.
Because women are Chuggy, so you can't escape it.
Influencers.
Definitely.
On the sheesh level.
Fashion in general is pretty Chuggy. Just like loving fashion, it's a Chuggy thing to like.
That reminds me of a scene in The Hills when Heidi was talking about why her and Elsie became friends. Mm-hmm. And she was like, we both love fashion. And I think Spencer was like, you guys are girls who love fashion. Okay.
Groundbreaking. You like clothes and you're a woman. Call the fucking press.
Start an Instagram account.
No, there was an amazing like story, I think, from Paige DeSorbo or a post recently where she was like, I love clothes. And she was like, walking across the street, and I was like, I love girls that think like that.
Amazon, anybody who does an Amazon Live,
and
face of Chuggy.
Yeah.
Amazon storefronts. I have one. Also
Amazon
Chuggy.
Period is
so Chuggy.
Is Chuggy.
Yeah.
I
free shipping next day. Chuggy.
Chuggy as hell. I bought like 2 Chuggy. I'm now into like travel hacks And I was like, because I realize I pack far too much. Like I have a bad packing problem. And if I want to be able to just pick up and go, I have to really narrow it down and fine tune it. So I got packing cubes. I got like a pill container that looks like a pill.
Oh, I got Chewy. One. I got mm-hmm. one that's magnetic closure, holds six different types of pills. Super chewy. It's pink plastic.
Okay, I need you to send me that one. Because I might have to return this.
Major purchase of the summer.
I got like a travel jewelry case.
Cute.
Chewy.
Especially when acquired all on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. It's the only way to acquire things.
Nordstrom anniversary sale. And everything that they're offering.
Nordstrom is very chuggy. Some more than others. Farm Rio, chuggy.
Yeah. The mall.
Not no.
Chuggy. Bachelor Nation.
The Bachelor as a franchise in Bachelor Nation, definitely chuggy.
Bachelor brackets are sheesh chuggy.
Yeah. Bachelor fandom is pretty chuggy.
I was just going to say, I don't think anybody that listens to Two Niche is in Batch Nation. I can't imagine.
You might be surprised.
Show yourselves.
I just don't understand because I'm like, what's iconic about any of these people? They're just like very bland. And then they become like celebrities, but I'm like, for what?
Flat tummy tea?
Not even. Like, just like, it's like, what are you bringing? What are you bringing to the table?
Honestly, the dental hygienist to Instagram influencer pipeline is something. And you have to stop Bachelor Nation in order to make your way there.
You have to have one. You have to be on The Bachelor to get. Yeah. If you're going on The Bachelor and like not becoming an influencer, I would say.
Waste of time.
Yeah. That would be the only reason is to get Instagram followers.
Brunch.
Chug.
Super chuggy.
Wine.
Wine merch.
But also I would just say wine and drinking wine
is chewy. And talking about wine like it's your personality.
Mm-hmm.
Wine o'clock. Phrases with wine. But I really think wine merch is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like there's just a whole category of shirts about rosé.
Definitely. Rosé is very chewy. But I would branch out and broaden to say that all wine...
I think that...
And kind of alcohol in general is pretty chewy.
Espresso martinis.
Any drink, any cocktail.
But what's the most chewy cocktail of this moment, September 2023?
Probably like an Aperol Spritz.
Yeah, I'll give it that for sure.
Or like mezcal margaritas are very chewy.
I was
like
just going to say
any sort of... Any alcoholic beverage, alcohol in general, is like a very chuggy thing.
The chuggies love drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Just something to think about.
It's true. Stanley Cups.
That was a big one. A lot of write-ins on that.
A lot of people... I don't have one. Do you have one?
No. They're like $50.
They're expensive. And I already have like water bottles and stuff.
I think that I'm an Elgin girl. And I also like W&P Designs. That's another good one. But I think that a Stanley Cup, those are one of, they're an influencer brand. They like infiltrated all the influencers.
Yeah.
They strategized. Influencer strategy, chuggy.
I want to get a Stanley Cup because I want to feel like I'm part of something. But then I know on the other side of getting the Stanley Cup, I'll feel emptier than I did before.
You don't want to be part of that. Have you seen the accessories for the Stanley Cup?
No.
Like you can, there's like a pouch you can put on that'll hold like cash and a credit card.
Putting a pouch that holds a couch and credit card on anything is chuggy.
Oh my gosh. Golden Goose sneakers.
Chuggy. But that's also something where I'm like, do I need to be a part of the... No. Am I missing out on this?
Give me a pair of your Converse. I'll go roll them in some dirt for you.
Converse are chuggy. I don't have a pair. But Birkenstocks are also chuggy. And I have two pairs and I'm planning on acquiring a third.
I don't own any Birkenstocks.
You get your slides in a different fashion.
I do. Mm-hmm. I'm always in a slide. I've said it before. A Hoka recovery slide is where I live.
Slides are chuggy.
totally comfortable shoes.
Yeah, flats.
And then a big one that I believe we spoke offline about this speaks to the cycle of Chug, Uggs.
They argued that Uggs are no longer Chuggy.
So when Uggs, I think, were from like the original class of Chuggy,
mm-hmm.
along with like Disney adults. I think a classic Ugg, not Chuggy. I think they're practical. An embellished Ugg, add a bow or a rhinestone, Chuggy.
But it depends on who's wearing them, because if they're wearing them like ironically, then they're not Chuggy.
Someone is wearing a bowed Ugg and doing so ironically. Show me.
Could be.
Show me.
Could be. Okay. I'll keep my eyes peeled.
Okay.
But I do feel like Uggs in general have like jumped out of the Chug space for now.
I've always been into Uggs. Growing up in Michigan, you can't not love an Ugg.
No, yeah.
They were a great shoe to have in the winter in Chicago. I cannot wait to get a new... I'll get a new pair like every 3 years. The time has come.
Did I posh my old Uggs? I think I did. But I'd had them for a really long time. And they're good to have. It's good to have a short pair in Los Angeles.
They're great.
Because you never know when you're going to need to just like slip on an Ugg and hit the road.
Exactly. Easy on.
But the Ugg shortage was real. Because when I wanted to get back in the Ugg game, they were sold out everywhere.
My entire foot into leg is asleep right now. Is that Chuggy?
Poor circulation is incredibly Chuggy. Gucci belts.
Original Chug.
Yeah. Hermes belts. Anything I think a logo belt.
Maybe the Celine one, because I don't think it's as recognizable as an insignia.
To Chug. It's all about now a Kate belt.
Mm-hmm.
A $780 Kate belt. It's a real kill yourself if you don't have a Kate belt season. Also,
sad for me.
Continue your suicide mission if you don't have a mesh pair of shoes by the row or by Alaya.
I'm out.
Or Kate.
I'm out.
My only option is a row pair.
Yep.
Because the other two don't make shoes big enough for me.
Oh.
I know.
That's sad.
Having big feet, not Chuggy. I get
no,
one.
You're a survivor.
Having small feet, Chuggy.
Feeling personally attacked right now. That's okay though. Love Shack Fancy.
Love Shack Fancy. Incredibly Chuggy.
Hugely expensive Chuggy.
I know.
It's too. Like, I don't understand why no one's just going into the archives and digging up their Rachel Ashwell shabby chic and like taking a duvet and making a dress. There you go.
Too many steps. And it makes you feel sad, which Love Shack Fancy does too. When you buy, it's like, it's similar to the Golden Goose sneaker lie. That's mm-hmm. like, you'll feel a lot happier once you have this Love Shack Fancy XYZ. But I assure you, you will feel fatter once you have it. You'll feel sadder once you have it. And your bank account will feel lessened once you have it.
I don't feel like Love Shack Fancy's for us. I think it's for 14-year-olds.
It's for teens.
Yeah.
So it was Golden Goose sneakers.
Yeah.
That was like I read
Did you see that Wall Street Journal article last year? Yeah.
I was like, wow, I can never have kids. Imagine your child coming to you and being like, I'm going to need $1,000 for one outfit.
For half an outfit.
I'd be like, get in line.
Damn.
You can wear my hand-me-downs, chica. That being said, having kids is very Chuggy.
Extremely Chuggy.
Motherhood, you can't get Chuggier than that.
Family planning?
We're trying right now. Trying to have kids is Chuggy. And everything that goes with it. So like naturally trying, pulling the goalie and trying, IVF is Chuggier than ever.
Embryos?
Being a woman that struggles with fertility is Chuggy. But also being a woman who's very fertile is Chuggy. Chugginess is an attack on women everywhere. And teenage girls.
I know.
just like digging through the misogyny right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got some good write-ins that were Bravo related that deserve a minute in the sun.
Yes.
Kyle Richards, in general, whoever sent that, spot on.
100%.
Kyle Richards then, Kyle Richards now, it's all Chugi.
It's all Chugi. Kyle's hairstyles.
Kyle by Eileen 2.
Kyle by Eileen 2. That was a place that sucked me into thinking that I needed to get something from it. I'm susceptible to being totally got by these Chugi lies all around us.
Then I think the Bravo verse spokesperson for Chuginess, huge Chug energy, Stassi Schroeder.
Definitely. But also I would argue Bethany Frankel is incredibly Chugi.
Skinny girl is so Chugi.
And all its offshoots. Shapewear is Chugi.
Guilty as charged.
Mm-hmm.
I think really quickly, we need to, because I think VPR is inherently Chugi, I'd like to rate every single cast member of VPR on levels of Chuginess. Go.
Okay, Stassi Schroeder, 10 out of 10, Chugi. Kristen Doty, also 10 out of 10.
11 out of 10.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because she's a smoker.
She's a wine merch. She's like a live, laugh, love person. She's like a sage and crystals, but too late. Like, crystals are over and you should get rid of them. Unless you have a huge crystal. It's only huge crystals that you like that are heavy. They have to be about as big as your head. Those can stay. But anything smaller has got to go.
Tom Sandoval?
Chug.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. Tom Schwartz? 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. He's from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Peter?
Katie Maloney? Chugi, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Peter, off the charts. The hair alone.
Is he, though? Or is he... He kind of is like gray floors, barn doors. A little bit.
I don't know.
There's something European about him. I do consider Peter cringe, but I don't know if he's Chugi, actually.
Okay, I'll... A niche table divided.
Is being a manager of a restaurant Chugi? I don't think so.
Not a one like that.
We're going to need a fan way.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Peter? Chug or nah?
Okay. We did Katie
Ariana.
Malona. Ariana, 10 out of 10 Chugs.
See, I don't think she's as Chugi as the rest of them. I could be wrong.
I think writing a cocktail recipe book is Chugi.
Well, the font that they chose for the cover of the cocktail book is Chugi.
But cocktails, remember, and alcohol are Chugi.
Right.
And being a woman is Chugi.
But if Stassi...
And being in the Bravo verse is Chugi.
But if Stassi is the 10 out of 10 Chugi, and like everything she does is Chugi...
She might not be actually 10 out of 10.
It's Sheena. Sheena's the most Chugi. Summer Moon, naming your daughter Summer Moon is so Chugi.
But there's something about that that doesn't seem Chugi to me. Like it's a different niche. Because Sheena, I don't know what niche it is.
Okay, but all I can think of is the wedding photos blown up on poster board on display in the house with like the crystal rhinestone bed.
It's not, but it's not as much as like a Doty or Stassi to me.
Interesting. Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. And then I think of her big turquoise glasses. But there's something about like
emo
Riverside,
night?
Azusa, Bakersfield energy that doesn't feel Chugi to me.
It wasn't cool ever.
Yeah, like I think to be Chugi, it also has to be like a little bit cool. But Sheena's like not that cool, even though I think I don't even know if she would classify herself as like being cool.
Lala, I don't think Lala's that choogy. I think her outfits sometimes might be a little glue. See, I think Raquel is more choogy than Lala.
Definitely. Lala and Rand's home decor was...
gray floors.
It was choog into the gray floor. It was a bit gray floor zone.
Yeah.
There's something... It's like...
There's another word.
There's another word.
Sadly, I can't think of it on the spot, which I was so upset last week when we were talking about, like, literally, as soon when I was listening through the edit, I was like, they're called deadlers. If you believe that a Grateful Dead and Taylor Swift Venn diagram exists,
you're a deadler. Yeah.
So easy. Right in front of my face.
I know. Something is like... It's like Euro something, maybe, because it's like wanting to do, it's like, I don't know. We got to think on this.
We got to think on it. And it's okay to not be Johnny on the spot with it because
It comes to you eventually.
It's the end of Mercury retrograde. And that's just how things go. Mercury retrograde, referencing Mercury retrograde, choogy. Is so choogy.
James Kennedy, not choogy, really.
I don't know. If you're English, you kind of like skate by.
Yeah, you don't. But is there choogy like Geordi?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Like Geordi Shore? Or is that just like a neighborhood? I never engaged.
I don't know. Lisa Vanderpump? Not choogy at all.
Mm-mm. But still at a taste level...
The taste level isn't even choogy because it's like faux opulence, which is like a whole different category.
Yeah. It's like the same. I think it exists in the same world as
choogy
like,
people love a Vanderpump establishment to a certain extent.
Yeah. But I think the faux opulence and like that instinct of interior decor somehow correlates to gray floor barn doors.
Right.
Because it is still like fake elements trying to make up the real thing. Yeah. But they don't, it never reaches.
There's a name for it. We'll have to create it.
I was thinking, because I'm just so inspired by Europe right now, but for like Baroque, but Faroque, like faux roque. Mm-hmm. I was like noticing that around.
Around LA?
Yeah, just like noticing shades of that.
Yeah, Tom is Faroque.
Mm-hmm. All the Vanderpump's whole vibe is Faroque.
When we were at Tom Tom for your birthday, I was like, wow, is this a brick wall? And then I touched it and I was like, nope, it's wallpaper.
She loves a bait and switch like that.
Oh, pulled one over me.
Mm-hmm. Jax Taylor.
Choogy.
Brittany.
Choogy, but like it's a kind of a different word. I would say they're 6 out of 10.
I know, because they're barn door people.
Mm-hmm. Gray floors.
Mm-hmm. California farmhouse, newly built.
See, but I see Jackson and Kristen, and I think Michigan, and I can say that because I'm
Michigan
from there.
Is choogy.
Michigan is choogy.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Choogy. Yeah.
California is also choogy though, I feel.
But in like an like OC is choogy.
But I also think like just like Cali vibes or like Cali girls in California is just choogy by nature.
I think it's case by case.
Where is not and where is in California to you?
Like if you were to say... like a beautiful hotel.
Mm-hmm.
One that comes to mind is like the Beverly Hills Hotel. It's gone through many decades. It's...
The Beverly Hills Hotel is kind of cheap.
I know. As I was saying it, I was like, wait, hold on. I think having an event at the Beverly Hills Hotel is choogy, but... Going to the Beverly Hills Hotel is not choogy. Does that make sense?
I have to argue that it is choogy all around. That pink and green.
And the palms.
And the palms.
The palms is.
And just the color pink in general is pretty choogy.
The pink and green combo. Yeah, you're right.
It's a choog factor.
As I worked it out in my head, I thought that that's an awful example.
But that's Soho the thing House? Is you think choogy. You think that California is not, but then you start to dig into it and you're like, oh, it actually very much is.
Yeah. But there, I think there's just like different levels, because there's like a white trash choogy, and then there's like a overly adorned with designer goods choogy. There's like they both exist and they're mm-hmm. on a spectrum.
Yeah.
If a woman likes it, it's choogy is what we're saying.
Yeah. Women who love the Beverly Hills Hotel and therefore women are choogy, therefore the Beverly Hills Hotel is choogy.
There you go.
Yeah. New York kind of has, it's starting to become a choog fest.
I don't think New York is the main city that comes to mind when I think of a
it's
choogy.
Not, but then I think of like
a choogy palooza.
Yeah, like a new, I think of
Chicago is so choogy though.
Chicago is choogy, but it also isn't, because it's like, it's kind of like has like a more masculine energy to it. And masculine energy is simply not choogy. And that's where New York is like, where what's the energy skewing? I feel like it's skewing more feminine.
I think that New York is probably on the choogy cycle. Yeah. It's on the Ugg boot choogy cycle.
Ugg boots are out. New York is in. In choogy land.
Yes. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Someone wrote in that doodle dogs are choogy. And I have to respectfully agree with that.
I agree. Luckily for Midas,
he's a full poodle.
Full poodle. So.
Yeah.
And if Midas is choogy, I'm fine with that.
And so it is.
And so it is. That's fine. His birthday was yesterday. He turned 3.
Happy birthday, Midas.
Dog birthdays?
Dog birthdays choogy. Are choogy. French bulldogs, choogy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being a gay with a French bulldog, choogy.
Yeah.
Being gay, kind of choogy.
Depends the gay.
I'd say all gays are choogy.
Really?
In their own special way. Maybe not all, but many.
West Hollywood gays are choogy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to think of East Side gays. I guess they're not as choogy.
I don't think East Side gays are as choogy.
West Hollywood, Santa Monica, West LA.
Santa Monica as a place is so choogy.
Miracle Mile. If you're gay and you live there, you're choogy.
Like a Miracle Mile gay is so specific. You can walk to LACMA.
Mm-hmm. South Carthay gays. Hollywood gays. East Side. Not all. Bay's Luggage, someone wrote in. That's another one that
it's
almost
a big one.
It's really, it got me in its clutches. They're doing a lot of TikTok marketing right now. And I was like, will I be fulfilled once I get some Bay's luggage? And I thought, maybe, but I haven't pulled the trigger on anything.
I can get you some.
For free?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Not choogy.
Not
love
choogy.
It. No, gifting? Very choogy. Proudly choogy, but I am here for just collecting luggage.
Yeah.
What about away?
It's too masculine to be choogy.
Okay. They do have some femme vibes, but I try and keep my luggage vibe with away luggage as mask as possible.
I thought of a major one while on my walk this morning listening to the recent Sup, Hello Goodbye episode.
Mm-hmm.
Earnestly enjoying And Just Like That is so choogy.
Show me one person that earnestly enjoys it. You know some?
I do.
Wow.
And I said, whoop.
Choog Nation.
You're losing me.
Sex in the City, being a ride or die for Sex in the City is choogy.
So choogy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For sure. And proud.
I would say anything. UPN was pretty choogy.
Mm-hmm.
The WB was pretty choogy.
Shondaland.
Shondaland. Every single thing from start to finish of Shondaland is choogy.
The only thing I've ever seen of hers is the Anna Delvey one. That wasn't very choogy. Quoting it was.
And.
Which I did.
Anna Chomsky. Klumsky.
Yeah.
Choogy.
Oh, My Girl is yeah. the chuggiest movie of all time.
Yeah.
Thomas, what's his name? Thomas can't see without his glasses.
What's it? His name isn't Thomas Jane. Thomas Jane is the guy from
Hung / Sweetest Thing. Sweetest Thing, Chuggy.
Rom-coms, Chuggy. Yeah. Dry Bar, Chuggy. Positano, I would say, Chuggy.
Mm-hmm. Sephora sales.
VIB Rouge. As Chuggy as it gets. Sephora Beyond. In general is very Chuggy.
So Chuggy.
But in that vein, Ulta is also very Chuggy.
Ulta, I would say, is more Chug than
Definitely.
Sephora.
But Sephora's edging closer and closer.
Because oftentimes you'll see an Ulta Target pairing.
Mm-hmm.
Container store.
Chug.
Home edit.
Very. Any sort of categorizing things in rainbow, like according to color, is very Chuggy.
I've done that with my books before.
Me too.
Guilty.
Poshmark. And I say this as a very active posher.
Well, I think Poshmark is Chuggy, but I think anything that is like an online side hustle of that nature.
Having any online side hustle is Chuggy.
If you're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a guy,
you're selling, like, what are you even selling? Why as a man are you on the internet?
You know what my TikTok algorithm is in deep with right now?
What?
Is teaching you how to set up an Etsy store that is a direct to print. So basically you have offerings that like then it connects directly to Printful.
Yeah.
And then you just go to town.
Passive yeah. income is Chuggy.
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift.
Very.
Hugely Chuggy.
Beyonce. Kind of.
See, I don't think Beyonce's Chuggy.
She's not, but there's something about like riding hard for Beyonce that is Chuggy.
I think riding hard for any pop star is Chuggy.
I think
as
pop
someone
stars
who rides
being
hard.
Women...
Exactly.
They are Chuggy.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think, loving Madonna, Chuggy.
Chuggy.
Yeah, that's a big toxic Chug of mine.
I see a lot of that like passive income. Like it's like set up your Amazon store, or, like mm-hmm. do this or do that. But I feel like it's harder than they make it seem.
I'm open. I already have like phrases to put on shirts. I'm ready to go.
Putting phrases on shirts is Chuggy.
Any type of wording on a top.
Yeah.
You'd auto chug. And that's why I'm ready to get in big business.
It's hard out there when you sometimes like some words on the top. Getting yeah. married, did we say that? Is Chuggy.
No, we said having kids, but I think wedding, somebody wrote in, they said wedding culture. Huge agree.
Getting engaged, every step of wedding
so
culture, getting engaged, planning a wedding, getting married, all Chug. But also getting a divorce and getting separated,
I think,
is also Chug.
I think getting a separated is more Chuggy than getting divorced.
Mm-hmm. Having kids, we said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, having kids and just parenthood in
yeah,
general.
Yeah, but I really, like, I want to circle back on the wedding culture thing because it is incredibly cringe to me, and as an engaged human I'm like, do I have to do that? I've had like a big rappel around the whole planning.
Well, we were talking too offline about like Carl and Lindsay of Summer House fame.
Somebody side note, someone said anything Lindsay Hubbard has done or wore, so real.
That makes me sad because I think some of that is not Chuggy and some is just like alcoholism and personality disorders leading with trauma.
Fair. Okay. That's...
Are personality disorders Chuggy?
No. Unless you're a woman.
Yeah. Which you naturally will have personality disorders if you're a woman. But I would say borderline personality disorder is pretty Chuggy.
Okay.
But back to Lindsay and Carl. I need to know more about like how this wedding breakdown / breakup came to be.
So I did some digging with some producer friends and I asked them, I was like, was it just a grab like a post Scandoval grab, and they were like, no, word on the street is it's all real. But then I just am like, well, to just grab the cameras and break off an engagement with them present without any type of heads up ahead of time is hateful. Like, I do not like that. I feel very sorry.
That's a really bizarre way to handle, like, the love of your life relationship.
Also, don't ask them to marry you publicly like that and do, like, a people exclusive and do the whole thing.
Yeah, why would you get engaged if you're then not sure?
Talking about Summer House.
Truth. So true. Caring about other people's breakups. Chuggy.
So chuggy. Huge chug. Anybody on Summer House?
Ultimatums are pretty chuggy.
Mm-hmm.
Both ways.
But I, like, I'm not even excited to see, I have, like, not really much interest in seeing any of that Carl and Lindsay stuff play out. Like, it actually just seems very sad.
Because the whole draw is now you watch this whole season knowing that
he's not into it.
Which makes me think that it's, like, kind of planned. Because that was the whole draw of Vanderpump Rules right. season when that news broke.
And now Kyle
Maurizio, I think Bravo's really trying something with, like, scandal timing, which I do think that the Kardashians really pioneered that kind of must-see TV draw in. Are the Kardashians chuggy?
I think wearing a Kardashian brand is chuggy.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
I don't think, like, individually they are chuggy.
I think they're too rich to be chuggy.
Right. I was going to say, I think, like, first generation Kardashian when, like, Kris's kitchen was all, like, black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the second house. The first glow up was chuggy. And they dressed really, like, it was very chuggy in attire.
Is chuggy just an attack on
women getting paid?
The middle class.
The deep questions.
Yeah. Is chuggy simply a takedown of the already dwindling middle class?
Probably.
Yeah. I think so.
Because
once you reach a certain wealth stratosphere, you're no longer chuggy.
You can be tacky.
Yeah, but you can be tacky if you're poor too.
Yeah.
You can't necessarily be chuggy if you're poor.
Right. No, that's correct. Chuggy and...
It's a middle class thing.
Yeah. I think...
It's a socioeconomic thing.
Mm-hmm. I think that Kardashian time when they were, like, on their initial rise, I call it all flash, no fash. So, like, no taste,
mm-hmm.
but, like, able to flex your wealth, which is a different thing than being chuggy.
Yeah. But I am specifically remembering some items of clothing that Kim wore and they were very chuggy.
Oh, the brand Mine, M-Y-N-E. They carried it. Dash Boutiques.
I don't remember that brand, but, like, I remember, like, a pink Lanvin dress that she wore, I think during her first pregnancy. She liked to do, like, a fitted, but then a flared skirt. And that mm-hmm. feels very chuggy to me.
Yes. A lot of the clothing leaned chug for mm-hmm. quite a while. Then Kanye came in.
He de-chugged. Yeah.
But then in the cycle
An
of chuggy.
An Vertivore white monastery mosque house is decidedly unchuggy. Having Tadao Ando design a concrete
but
Palm
now,
Springs abode.
The backlash of that and that how that has infiltrated influencer culture into, like, the minimalist, all white, shearling, upholstered things is now chuggy.
Yeah. But is chugginess just trying? Is it just like, that was chug, but that wasn't the one I was thinking of.
Christian Louboutins?
Chug.
Manolo
Blahnik.
Cycled out of chuggy.
Yeah.
They're back into non-chug.
Chuggy is just trying to be... Is chugginess just, like, attempting to mimic wealth and doing a poor or like a noticeable job of trying to mimic being a female trying to mimic wealth.
I think being chuggy requires disposable income because it requires investing in something that was once cool that has lost its edge, is my read.
Or something about to lose its edge, or something that like the best possible version of it is not chuggy, but when you do it, it is, because exactly. You are not wealthy. Mm-hmm. You're simply middle class. But don't worry, since the middle class is disappearing, you'll soon be poor, and then you will no longer be chuggy. This ties back into our initial peasant
era
conversation.
Yep. Don't worry.
Soon we'll all be in the peasant class.
Yeah. So if you feel personally attacked, it's fine. We're all about to be peasants anyway.
Yeah. Just buy a loaf of bread and a little bit of Kerrygold butter, salted or unsalted. Butterboard. At your favorite store.
Butterboards.
Butterboards are chewy. Those really never took off the way I thought that they would.
I think they did.
I learned that you can have your own butter board without having to like put it on a board. You can just get butter and
keep it in the dish.
get butter and bread, and you don't have, there's no need to board anything. Yeah. Charcuterie platters are very chewy.
Whoa, major.
Yeah.
Somebody suggested we do a charcuterie haul. Babe, we already did that.
We did that. Google it. Someone wrote in business names that feature an ampersand. Or like brand names with an ampersand, restaurant. And the ampersand in general is very chuggy.
Hugely chuggy.
Mm-hmm. Rent the Runway. Chug.
Huge chug. And I'm a subscriber.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's probably my chuggiest attribute.
Oh, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter for sure.
That also, though, goes into Disney Adults, which is just like, to me, it's like losery, not chuggy. Sorry.
So it's cycled out of chug because at one time, both things were spokespeople.
Yeah. I would say having like really like delicate word tattoos is chuggy.
Breathe tattoos?
Breathe or just like delicate script that says anything at all is chuggy.
Yeah. Do you have a tattoo?
No.
Me neither.
I just haven't been able to really commit to anything.
Exact same reason. I've never seen anything. I think tattoos on other people are cool. I'm really into tattoos. But I've never thought, yep, need that forever on me. Ever. Once.
I just feel like I would want it gone after a while.
Absolutely.
Or it would be a joke. Like I have one tattoo that I would get, but it would be ironic, yeah. but also very serious.
What and is it?
I would get Country Strong tattooed on myself. But then I would have Country Strong tattooed on myself, and I don't know if I would really like that long term.
The only tattoo, and this is arguably in the land of chug as well, a bunch of friends of mine who are all from Michigan all got, like, you know how people show their hand when they're like, join the map of Michigan, and you get like a little star wherever you're from.
Oh, that's cute.
It's inconspicuous.
That's really inconspicuous. I like
that. So that's the only one I've ever considered, because everybody was just like poke and sticking, doing it themselves. And I was like, well, glad I said no.
Yeah. A poke and stick, a DIY poke and stick is never a good idea.
Nope.
I would maybe get like, I've thought about getting like tattoos either on like the back of my arms or like my back, just because then you can't see them when you look in the mirror. So you're just kind of like, they're there, but you don't know. But then it's like, what good is that? It feels like a big commitment at this stage in the game.
It's a forever thing.
Yeah.
Like until you're going to laser away.
I know. And I feel like I would get one knowing that I'm like eventually going to laser this off.
It's just, I might as well.
And now you can be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That seems like a privilege that I'm not ready to give up, exactly. Even though I'm not Jewish. But you never know.
Always nice to have the option.
Yeah.
Wow. What a haul.
What a haul.
Did we do it?
Yeah. We covered the entire list. Oh, Christianity was one that we didn't talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Inherently chuggy.
Mm-hmm. I think organized religion is pretty choogy.
I think believing in a higher power is pretty choogy. I think hall honestly videos? Being in AA is choogy.
Hall videos?
Hall video. Just a hall just in a general.
Hall is so choogy.
Hauling is choogy. Basically anything you do, if you're a woman, it's choogy.
And I think that if anything, it's important to take the word back,
mm-hmm.
rebrand it. And I can't wait to figure out what the proper descriptor word is for a gray laminate floor human.
Because those people are like nihilistic. They like don't care about anything. They like don't even know what dimension they're existing in.
I have a gray laminate floor.
I know, I but you don't, it. You don't, didn't choose that.
Mm-mm.
It chose you, which is arguably
worse. That is
my
struggle. That is my struggle. As I
never even
door.
Noticed that.
It's sort of
you're
like
such a
neutral.
Bubbly, delightful person that one doesn't even see your gray floors.
Thank you.
When they enter your space.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Compliments.
Choogy. Women being kind to other women, choogy.
Hugely choogy. Sororities.
Very.
Bama Rush.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok. Instagram. Facebook.
Dancing.
Wow. Okay. We could go on forever and ever.
Yeah. But happy fall to all those who observe it. Okay. If you're experiencing fall anywhere in America right
jealous.
Now, I'm very jealous. If the temperature has dropped into like a crisp 65.
If you're experiencing any sort of weather just at all.
That's not hot. Congratulations to you. And check out our questions on Spotify. Because we're asking them and some people are weighing in and it's great.
And it's fun. And also, if you haven't, you can rate the show on Spotify or leave a review on Apple iTunes or on Apple Podcasts. So yeah. Feel free to do that. That helps the show.
Leaving a review for a podcast, very choogy.
Hugely choogy.
Listening to podcasts, choogy.
Talking about the podcast that you just listened to.
Choog.
Yep. All right.
All right. Ta-ta.
Stay niche.
Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you loved today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.